This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Reflecting further on what we've studied in the book of Haggai, I was reminded of an experience I had in my first pastorate. Our church was small, our resources scant. I put in writing a study I presented in a number of settings. Wanting to share its contents after praying, I was prompted to investigate if it might be accepted for publication. I approached Ken Taylor, head of Moody Press at the time. He had his staff review it, and to my surprise, it was accepted for publication. What a thrill to see it in print! It didn't become a bestseller. It didn't even go into a second printing, but Moody Press distributed it worldwide. Over the years, I received minimal feedback, and though I felt God wanted me to write it, it gradually seemed to me insignificant. 35 years later, a couple in my church entertained an evangelist from Africa they wanted me to meet. On the spur of the moment, we arranged a lunch. As we talked about our ministry experiences, Stephen Lungu, the evangelist, asked me, "What was the first book you wrote?" I said, "Walking as He Walked," a 65-page paperback based on 1 John 2:6, "Whoever claims to live in Christ must walk as Jesus did." Stephen's eyes opened wide, and with a smile he shared that after he came to Christ, out of a gang and terrorist life, my book was the first English book he read. He used it in sermon preparation and in counseling. He became an evangelist who spoke to huge crowds throughout Africa. Doing what God guided me to do impacted at least one man who in turn impacted hundreds of thousands. Truly, little is much if God is in it.